And on telephone right now, we're joined by Steve Cool. And Steve has Cool's Contracting in the Twin Cities. They're a designer, contractor, builder organization. I believe they've been around since 1988.
Correct.
Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, about 6 years ago, you did a project for your brother, which involved a pirate's room for his kids, a pretty involved pirate's room, and we'll get to that a little more later. That was 6 years ago, and now, just this last month, you get an email from a complete stranger in the United Kingdom who saw the project's photos on a blog. And within 24 hours, I mean, the whole thing kind of went viral. Tell us what that experience was. Here's a project you did 6 years ago. It's probably completely out of your mind, and all of a sudden, there it is.
Well, yes and no. I'll start with one clarification. My company's name is Cool Design Build.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
I do own Cool's Contracting, but that's just a little roofing company. That's the thing I started when I was a wee lad. I was about 17 years old, and was crawling around on roofs trying to earn a living, and I started that thing. But it's all under the same umbrella. But in any event, it's funny that you mentioned it was 6 years ago, which in by most standards is a long time in terms of the projects. You know, I'd forget about it normally, but this is a project that always it's always fresh for me because it was so unique. So it was really cool when this happened. That it kind of went viral, and I started getting these random phone calls and emails from around the world, really.
And then weren't you getting telephone calls and just about everything? That's kind of unique to our culture these days, and how quick information just spreads. It's not something that would have happened to you 25 years ago.
No, and it's amazing that without any intention whatsoever, this just occurred. It just sort of came into being, and it was random because that project had been sitting on our website for 6 years, and then within 2 weeks, it's global.
Yeah, just a crazy thing. Well, I saw the article in the Minneapolis paper, and what caught my eye, of course, was that the photograph of the backside of a galleon sticking out of a bedroom wall and what looked to be a rope that you either swing to hop on the gangplank or I'm not sure what, but tell us a little bit about your design of a pirate's room old was the young people you were designing this for?
Well, the young guy was 6 years old. He was, I call him the principal client. And actually the design percolated down through a series of different concepts, and you know, we started off. I presented just ideas to try to excite him into, you know, feeling creative about different possibilities. And at one point, we were talking about a race car theme. Another point, it was a castle, then a spaceship, and eventually we landed on the pirate ship. Which I don't know if that was a random feeling that day or if he was obsessed with pirates. I just know that it was a lot of fun to develop from that point on, to kind of flesh out the particulars with him. And, you know, what I did is I just sat on the floor with some paper and just played around with ideas and kind of let him feel like he was guiding me, which I thought was a lot of fun.
Well, I can't imagine being, and my co-host Bob and I were talking about this earlier, but being a youngster that age and having that kind of a room to play in, you wouldn't even get me down for breakfast.
Right. No, yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, when you go online and you look, it's on maybe 100 websites or blogs or, you know, if you look around and if you dig in, you'll see comments, and most of them are positive, but there are some that are not positive, that say things to the effect of, hey, this kid sure is spoiled, and he, you know, how American, and blah, blah, blah. And to that, I'd say you'd have to meet this little boy, because he was a special guy, and some kids, I think, could be affected that way, but he wasn't, which made my participation all the more meaningful.
Now, you had a ship's hull, as I mentioned, kind of as a part of that bedroom scene, and it's not just something painted on the wall. It's you made that part of the ship. So this is very real. But you also incorporated like a crow's nest in there and a rope bridge. And maybe you can tell a little bit about how that all fit together.
Sure. Yeah, it was, the ship itself we made from a series of concentric ribs that were made of laminated plywood. In the same way that you might build a ship, we applied that sort of technology to this project in this bedroom. And just to create a visual here, if you can imagine a bedroom with kind of a story and a half ceiling, the ceiling was about 18 or 22 feet high with a very steeply pitched roof, so it offered this unique opportunity to do something up above in this loft area. So we on our CAD system, we worked out the math and drew out these ribs and then traced them out in their full pattern size onto plywood and cut them out so that the ship isn't... it would have been easier just to sort of cut a cylinder in half and put it up there, but this is actually sort of a complex curve, if that makes any sense. So that was an interesting challenge and a lot of fun for the carpenters. And another thing that we'd never done before was a rope bridge that was, we wanted to make sure that you could get a good 10 kids on the thing without it breaking. So that involved doing some pretty serious framing inside the walls to fortify the structure so that, we wouldn't end up on the news in a bad way.
Yeah, I can imagine that you do have to be so cautious when you're building something for kids and safety is number one.
Yeah. I mean, it would just be a nightmare if somebody got hurt, at least as far as if it was the result of a construction failure. I mean, there's always the possibility that the kid is just going to be stupid and jump off the edge, but what are you going to do about that?
I noticed you incorporated something that he was able to, he could put his sister in there, and that was a jail cell even in that room.
Yeah, that was for evildoers and little sisters. I think that's what the website says. It was. We needed a platform to mount one side of the bridge to, and it made sense to make a little jail cell. So we welded up a custom iron gate on the thing and put some stone around the exterior and a ladder up the side, and that made the jail cell.
That is just wild. Now, you didn't stop with a pirate ship themed room. You had more things for the kids that you incorporated into that home. And that home was in what part of the Twin Cities did you build that home in?
Medina.
Medina. Okay.
Medina. Yeah. And actually, yeah. That I would say that in the rest of the house, a lot of the other features were for the parents more than the kids. I mean, they're very lighthearted, playful people. And one of the things that gets a lot of attention is that slide that you may have seen on in the Star Tribune, where you walk in the mudroom and you see this wall of what would otherwise be just, some beautiful alder cabinets that would represent a mudroom wall, with lockers and cubbies and all that. And you go to the last set of doors and you open it up and it opens into a hidden room into which, you'd walk, and it's about the size of a small walk-in closet. And there's a hole about at waist height that's 30 inches in diameter that just disappears into the wall. And of course, that's the entrance to this slide. And that slide was procured from a city down here, New Brighton. New Brighton. The city community center was getting rid of this giant slide, and I got wind of it and said, that'd be a good thing for a client. So we went up and actually took the slide from the city. They said, if you can figure out how to get that out of this gymnasium, you can have it. So we took it, and I just knew someday we'd use it, and sure enough, it fit into this house. And so that slide was actually, I think it was 18 feet high.
Wow.
So it was a big drop. It just kept going, and you'd get in the hole through the mudroom wall, and you just go looping down over and over and over, and then you got shot out into a sport court. And in that sport court, there was a climbing wall, a climbing cave, with custom crash pads and a golf simulator room and a putting green, and it was really over the top.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Another thing I read about, which, of course, always kind of tickled my fancy, if I was a youngster, was that secret door you had behind a suit of armor.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
how can you beat that?
You can't beat that. But that again was actually for Dad.
Oh.
Because that led to a staircase, a spiral staircase that went up to a hidden library. Now, when I say it was for Dad, it doesn't mean that the kids didn't enjoy it and use it all the time. But you know what I mean? It was like, it was definitely multi-purpose. It was multi-generational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing that people, you know, you said you had some emails that where people were a little down on this, maybe thinking about excess. But you were doing this for your nephew.
Yes.
I mean, isn't like, you know, that kind of, I would say you can get by with anything you want.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah, you can, and. One of the comments I saw deeper down in a thread, which I really appreciated, was that somebody had the foresight to realize that the dollars spent on that project were all kept local. Mm-hmm. You know, those dollars, when you remodel something in your community, the money goes to your brothers, to your uncle, to your sister, to your, you know, your friends. It stays in the family in a broader sense, and that project at that time, I remember my company needed to fill some space. You know, it had a soft spot in the schedule, and I thought, geez, you know, what are we going to do? And then you know, this idea of building out something creative just sort of happened.
And you were able to keep your people busy.
Through
that
exactly.
project, and don't have to lay them off or make other arrangements. So it all worked out well. Now, I should mention to folks out there, we're talking a lot about photographs and these images that are on your website, cooldesignbuild.com, and mm-hmm. that's K-U-H-L, Cool Design, being your last name, so they can go to that site and take a look at what we're talking about. You've kind of, it appears to me, and the little bit that I know or read on your website, is you've kind of found a niche out there during a period where new homes aren't really being built. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, it's, a lot of people know, of course, the economy is, we all talk about how bad it is, but in the construction industry, 26% of us are unemployed, and that doesn't even include the people who have stopped looking for jobs. So the figure is probably up north of 30%. And, you know, that means one out of three people in my industry is jobless. And it's pretty devastating for a lot of the people in the trades. So it's not a big surprise to me that building was the first thing to go. That is new construction. And that's what you hear mostly about because that's the biggest market. And when that started to slide about a year and a half ago, and then about a year ago, the remodeling sector really started to turn down, and that's when the pressure it got pretty intense. So it's but I do see, I'll tell you without question, it is coming back, and I'm glad that we've survived the storm. So the niche that we do is mostly just higher end remodeling, you know, kitchens, baths, additions, and all of that. Pretty traditional stuff, but we like to keep our minds open to the creative possibilities, like pirate ships.
And people continue to do those remodeling jobs even and may even do more of them during this kind of economy than they do otherwise.
Yeah. I think that's a fair statement that people are more apt to. Perhaps you could say appreciate the value of the home that they have and want to make enhancements based on that. 'Cause moving and buying a new home costs a lot of money. And so what we find oftentimes is the clients will call us and say, well, we were going to build, but now we're sitting here thinking we love our neighborhood, we love our schools, all of our kids' friends are here. Let's just make this house what we want it to be.
Now, I also read, and I'll probably mispronounce your wife's name, so you correct me right away, but your wife is an actress in the Twin Cities, Stacia Rice.
Yes, and, Stacia. That's correct.
Good. And you have a nonprofit called the Torch Theater. Now, does that theater and maybe building designing sets for that, did that have an influence on your creativity and some of the other projects?
No, because the projects... like the pirate ship and a lot of the older creative projects that I've done came before my participation in Torch Theater.
Okay.
But Torch Theater has a website that is spelled just as you would think it is, and it's a cool thing to be involved in.
Is it a cool thing? Like a
yeah,
cool thing? Or
you know what?
you beat me to that one. I was going to let that one slide, but thanks, Steve.
Yeah, pun intended. if I had a dime for every time I've just made jokes about that. I really, honestly, at this point in my life, used to get beat up for that name when I was in sixth grade, so now I'm trying to capitalize as much as possible.
I would even that out a little bit.
So, yeah, we've got, like, one of our promotional things we do is a custom coffee that we had blended, and we call it Cool Beans. And it's just these little sacks of coffee we hand to people, like, at events. Cool Beans, you know, and it's just like, and of course it's spelled K-U-H-L.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun with the name. But back to Stacia. Yeah, she is a very popular local actress, and she's done a lot of work at the Guthrie in the last few years in particular. So our family is, you know, we're both into the creative scene. It's just different sides of the same spectrum.
Sounds like a lot of creative in that, a lot of creative energy in that cool household. That
yeah.
See, there I go.
Yeah.
Had to get that in there.
No, there you go.
Yeah. We've been joined by Steve Cool, and Steve has a Cool Design Build company down in the Twin Cities area. He's been busy doing creative rebuild since 1988, first with Cool's Contracting and now with Design Build. Steve, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and it was really fun to read that article in the Minneapolis Tribune.
Okay.
And as we mentioned earlier, maybe you could give that website that people can go to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's KUHL Design Build, Cool Design Build.
So everybody can hop aboard that and see not only that really fun project you did for your brother's children, but also many other projects that you and your crew have designed and built.
Yeah, we try to have fun.
Well, thank you so much, Steve.